Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Alfredo, A-L-F-R-E-D-O, Bell, B-E-L-L. As you know, our previously evaluated Mr. Bell is described in my report of 2-10-19. Pretty was accompanied to the evaluation by his wife named Marie Andino, A-N-D-I-N-O, to help with his intake questionnaire and translation. Period, according to the information obtained from the examining in this fashion, Mr. Bell is now a 67-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 11-17-16. Pretty fell off of a forklift and hit his back and neck on the scale. Period, as a result, he believes he injured his neck, back, and right arm and went to Cooper Hospital emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of nerve damage and disc damage on his neck. Period, this he had surgery on 9-14-21 to treat three discs on the right side of his neck. Period, he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph records show he received an order approving settlement on 7-9-19 to be inserted. Period, then reopened his claim. And supplied answers to reopener interrogatories. Period. In it, he admitted he still works for the respondent, but his neck complaints had become substantially worse. Period. New paragraph. New medical records show he was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 12-30-19 for a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He noted Mr. Bell's current symptoms were similar to when last evaluated on 9-21-17. Dr. Lipschultz felt further treatment was indicated and relating it to the work incident of 11-17-16. Period. He thought consideration for repeating a cervical epidural injection was appropriate, but he also recommended repeating his cervical spine MRI, but he also wanted to review the records from coastal spine. Period, new paragraph, on 2-5-20, he did undergo a cervical spine MRI that was compared to a study of 7-6-17. Those will be inserted here. On 2-13-20, Dr. Lipschultz reviewed these results with him. Period. He then recommended pain management. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen by pain specialist Dr. Paul, P-A-U-L, on 2-27-20 for a follow-up appointment. Period. He noted originally treating Mr. Bell with cervical epidural steroid injection on 8-21-17. Pretty did very well afterwards until sometime in 2019 when his symptoms returned. Period. After evaluation and review of the 2017 and 2020 MRIs, Dr. Paul diagnosed cervical spondylosis and radiculopathy. Period. He suggested injection treatment. Period. On 3-9-20, he performed cervical epidural steroid injections. Period. He returned to Dr. Paul on 3-26-20, period. He reported significant relief for about 5 days following these injections, but then his symptoms started to return, period. They discussed additional treatment options that had to be placed on hold secondary to COVID-19. Period. New paragraph. On 4/9/20, he returned to Dr. Lipschultz via telemedicine. Period. He was taking Naprosyn and Neurontin and was cleared for full duty. Period. However, he was not going into work because he is at higher risk of infection due to his diabetes and hypertension. Period. Another telemedicine visit took place on 6/11/20. Period. He monitored Mr. Bell's care. Concurrent with that, performed by Dr. Paul. Period. His last visit with Dr. Lipschultz was on 1/7/21. Period. He did not have any neurologic deficits in the right upper extremity. Period. He did recommend he follow through with a spine surgery consultation. Period. New paragraph. He was seen in that regard by Dr. Patel at Coastal Spine on 7/13/20. Period. He recommended repeating cervical epidural injection. Period. On 7/30/20, Dr. Patel administered another cervical epidural injection. Prior this, he underwent facet injections by Dr. Patel on 9/3/20. Period. He saw Dr. Patel through 10/26/20, having undergone the aforementioned injections. Period. He was scheduled for radiofrequency ablation. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Bell also saw Dr. Paul again on 5/13/20. Period. He was going to hold off on repeating an injection at that time, since his symptoms were doing better. Period. He was going to continue home exercises as well as naproxen and cyclobenzaprine as needed. Period. He was taking gabapentin 300 milligrams twice per day as prescribed by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. Dr. Paul did not impose any work restrictions. Period. He consulted with Dr. Paul again via telephone on 6/17/20. Period. He documented the same conclusions he had on the previous visit. Period. New paragraph. On 5/12/21, the petitioner was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Woods, W-O-O-D-S. Period. He opined that a repeat MRI should be done. Period. Following that, if he indeed had neurologic compression, surgical intervention would be warranted via anterior cervical discectomy and fusion. Period. A repeat cervical MRI was done on 7/27/21 and was not compared to any prior studies. Period. Those results will be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Bell returned to Dr. Woods on 8/25/21 when they agreed to pursue surgical intervention, period. On 9/14/21, Dr. Woods performed surgery to be inserted here, period. The petitioner followed up post-operatively through 11/24/21, period. At the time, he was doing very well and had some axial neck pain, but otherwise no substantial complaints. Bit x-rays showed appropriate placement of instrumentation with no evidence of loosening or failure. Period. He had well-healed surgical incision with symmetric upper extremity strength and reflexes. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and was able to return to work without restrictions. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He stated he has one physician follow-up. Scratch that. He uses a cane because he has weakness and dizziness when getting out of bed and balance issues in general. There appeared to be mildly positive Hoffman sign on the left greater than the right. Period. Extremities upper. Deep ten reflexes were 1 plus on the right. Triceps and brachioradialis, but were 2 plus on the left. Period. Manual muscle test was slight minus for resisted right pinch grip, as well as elbow extension and shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Extremities lower, he remained in his pants, preventing proximal visualization and pinprick testing. Period, spine cervical. Inspection revealed a well-healed right anterior scar consistent with his surgery. Period, active flexion was 40 degrees, comma, extension 45 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 45 degrees, and bilateral side bending 20 degrees. Period, was tender in the midline at C5 through 7. As well as the right trapezius and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a deliberate gait using a cane in his right hand, but he was able to stand on his heels, but not on his toes. Apparently he attributed the latter to weakness in his right knee. Apparently he changed position slowly and was able to squat with support. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers will be deleted, but sitting will remain, and the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 11/17/16, Alfredo Bell was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Period. Since that time, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. In that regard, he had a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Lipschultz on 12/30/19. Period. A cervical MRI was done on 2/5/20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Bell came under the pain management care of Dr. Paul, who administered various injections to the neck. Period. He did have some relief, but remained symptomatic afterwards. Period. He had another cervical MRI on 7/27/21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Woods performed surgery on 9/14/21 to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Bell followed up postoperatively through 11/24/21. Period. At that time, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and could work without restrictions. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be decreased range of motion about the cervical spine on active basis. Period. There was tenderness in the midline at C5 through 7, and the right paravertebral and trapezius musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. However, there seemed to be positive Hoffman's tests more noticeable on the left than the right. Period. This would coincide with the increased deep ten reflex on the left compared to the right. Period. He had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spines. Period. new paragraph, there is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck, period. This incorporates multi-level degenerative disc disease, consistent with his age, comma, diabetes mellitus, and tobacco abuse history, semicolon, along with the surgical intervention performed last year, period. And as you know, I previously offered 3% partial total disability without regard to cause. Period. I will have to apportion that into my 12.5% just rendered. Period. End.